Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell. Der Preis ist wo-o und immer lo-o. Idealo, lo-o, lo-o. Idealo, lo-o. Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, band meets in bed, Josh's hats, and Dick hits water. All coming up right after this.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh. There's Ace Cosby. Hello.
I love you.
Chick in here.
Oh, gosh. Get a room.
You need to back that off about 20%.
Okay.
There's Tom Griswold.
You can do a poem. Like, roses are red, violets are blue.
We're two men, but I'll still kiss you.
Oh, that's nice.
It's 2023.
These are different times.
And love is love.
Okay.
And I'll prove it by
whatever you want.
Pumping you.
Very helpful. Pumping you. Oh, that sounds like a Johnny Too Loud.
Johnny Loud one, yeah.
You can call me Johnny.
Pumping you.
No. Wait, no, you're doing Minnie Riperton, I think.
Loving you.
Try singing that one. Jeez, like eight-octave range. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
Have you ever heard her song called The Flowers? Boy, that's a good song.
And we've been going through the survey of do you want to eat in bed? And our audience, according to Twitter, does not particularly care for eating and eat breakfast in bed. I agree.
Get your attention is what they're doing. The survey's flawed.
This is from the New York Post. Top 10 foods people ban from being eaten in bed.
All right.
Sausage and mashed potatoes is number 10.
So bangers and mash? Yeah. Is this a UK survey?
It says New York Post.
Huh. If you can't have a nice meal of sausage and mashed potatoes. Yeah.
That does sound pretty good, but I wouldn't want it in bed.
9. Hot dog.
And mashed bits of mashed potato in a bed looks like,
Do they mean hot dogs
wrong.
Or do they mean
hot dog? No, I think they mean a hot dog. I don't see anything wrong with a hot dog.
Yeah, either do I.
Yeah.
Anything about a taco on there?
Number 8, ramen.
Yeah, that can get a little
what?
Ramen.
Spattery, can't it?
Chick. Number 7, tacos.
You're not supposed to eat tacos in bed.
This is all, That's what this is. They're talking about.
You know what? This must be UK because number 6 is fish and chips.
Yeah.
I love fish and chips.
Not in bed?
Not in bed. Again, this is
That's a good breakfast in bed. You get food and the paper.
Yeah. Number 5, curry.
Curry?
Number 4, stir fry.
They must mean Steph Curry. He's America's sweetheart.
Stir fry. Not good in bed, of course.
Not good in bed. Especially, roast.
What's the one where they bring the...
you realize you're not preparing it in bed, don't you? I mean, you can eat stir fry in bed.
What's the one that when you go to the Mexican restaurant, it comes, it's on like a cast iron.
Yeah. Fajitas, yeah.
You got to kind of build them.
You don't
touch this thing's on fire.
Oh, they smoke to high hell, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty funny, fajitas in bed.
Everybody sees where you're eating, what you're eating.
A pot roast dinner, not in bed.
I made a pot roast joke about food in bed.
I know.
I'm very good.
Number 2, spaghetti.
No, of course not.
I'm going to guess, I don't know.
I might.
Number 1 food, not to eat in bed.
Crackers. Number 1 food.
Soup.
Well, what goes with soup?
Crackers.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Soup and a sandwich.
Okay, you know what I don't like? I have a gripe with restaurants, all right?
All right.
When you...
But they're not
I'm ready.
They're not all open
food.
24 hours a day. Where's this going?
That's right, Pat. Not enough food.
That was coming, my friend.
When I say... I tell you when I'm done. An empty plate doesn't mean I'm done. If you want to order soup and a sandwich, it's always half a sandwich. What if I want the whole sandwich with my soup?
Then order a sandwich and a bowl of soup.
Then all of a sudden it's $40.
Well, that's because they're giving you twice as much food.
Let me tell you something. You're a cheap man.
You are pretty frugal.
You're very, very cheap.
I've often gifted you gentlemen with things.
Oh, is this the hat story you got upset about yesterday? Where he said, I gave you a hat. I've never seen you wear it. I want it back, is what he said.
You said that?
Yeah, that's right.
So, a gift comes with conditions from God.
Hey, if you're not using it, I said I'll gladly take it back.
Are you going to use it?
No,
but you're not going to give it back.
I haven't put the Seinfeld living room together yet either.
Do you even know where the hat is?
What's your question?
I got Pat a hat.
I wear it.
You don't.
I don't wear it.
And I would take back it to back. Josh.
I can't wear his.
I have a question for Pat. Yes. Do you know where that hat is?
It's on my rack with the jackets. I don't know.
He's using it as a car cover.
Whoa.
Pat has a large head for those.
Like an eight. Size eight.
Yikes.
Eight and a half.
Huge.
There are people who'd love to have those hats.
What hat? What kind of hat is it?
It's a British driving handicap.
Oh, those are nice.
Aren't they nice? Aren't they handsome and becoming?
Yeah.
You like it made out of Kleenex? I got a hat like that.
Those hats shot out. I can't. Those hats shot out. Erection no more.
You guys.
I don't know about that. In fact, we put up a poll of me in that hat, didn't we?
I wasn't here. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wonder what the results were. Oscar will have to tell me.
I saw it on Instagram. I said I loved you in that hat. You looked very nice.
Okay, let's move forward here. Christy, what have you got over there? We've finished the food in bed. I don't approve.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about sperm in bed.
I've got a question.
Do you approve a sperm in bed?
What?
Well, why another reason to get in bed if you ain't going to have some sperm?
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Come on. Wake up.
But not for breakfast.
No. What's wrong with that?
Fellas,
you have to one day, in a quiet moment, tell me how you declined to please a woman. She really asked you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I bet he made a face and everything. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Johnny Loud One.
Yeah!
Yeah, and this is a special Some Other News Valentine's Day update.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the following is a list of candy hearts. Hey, shut up noise there. Okay, the following is a list of candy hearts that you do not... These are candy hearts you do not want to give to your girlfriend or wife.
Okay, right. Not these candy hearts.
Yeah, you're kissable when I'm drunk.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
You have an ass that won't quit. It should.
Oh,
yeah, you're more annoying each year. You've been voted Miss Halitosis 2023.
Yeah, hearts you shouldn't give.
These are candy hearts you don't want to give.
What else do they say?
I've been bad. Spank me.
Oh. Wait a minute.
That's a good one.
Invest in Bitcoin. That's just mean. What's your sister up to tonight?
You must be big hearts.
These are hearts you don't want to give.
Hearts you don't want to give out on, thank you. On Halloween.
Well, right. Certainly not.
Thank you, Dick.
Yeah, don't give them out on right. All right. Text me. Put your clothes on first, though.
Oh,
that's the last one.
Oh.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Johnny Loud One. And this has been a special Some Other News Valentine's Day update. Bye.
Bye.
Johnny Loud One.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join online for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When were you aware that it wasn't Valentine's Day? It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, immediately.
I didn't know it was Valentine's Day till Donnie Baker told me.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm third, fourth, fifth grade Valentine's, I think. Yeah.
It was a real big deal. I can remember you'd work with, what are they called, doilies?
Yep.
You'd and paste.
Yeah, make your own Valentine's.
Make Valentine's. Everybody had a Valentine's Day box.
You'd bring in a shoe box at the arsenal. Yeah.
Oh, we had bags. We had like white, white bags or something. Yeah.
It was fun. Big deal.
Like a slit on top, and then you would...
everybody would drop their Valentine in.
It sure was fun.
Yeah.
But who was the slit on top?
Oh, right. It's on the bottom. But now I've got to somehow segue to something else before I segue to Christy Lee.
No, well, you can't. In honor of Valentine's Day.
That's what I was going to say.
Here's a story that you probably missed, Tom, because you don't know who Cardi B and Offset are. But McDonald's has created a signature order for Valentine's Day.
You're going to say Mick Jagger.
It's the Cardi B Offset meal. It's their go-to items.
Offset?
Yeah,
it's her husband. Yeah, he has one leg shorter than the other.
It's a great rapper.
Yeah.
A cheeseburger with barbecue sauce and a large Coca-Cola for Cardi B. That's what she gets at McDonald's. And a quarter pounder with cheese and a large Hi-C orange lava burst for Offset. Comes with a large order of fries and an apple pie to share.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, and a Hi-C orange
lava burst.
Lava burst.
I don't know what that is. I like the orange soda.
So do I. Remember when McDonald's had the orange soda and the big tub things? Oh, it's good.
Sounds good.
His orange drink.
Who could this possibly be?
Go ahead, answer the phone.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom.
Yeah?
Ed Septic with Ed Septic and Services.
I would imagine that I suppose at a septic service, Valentine's Day probably doesn't really have anything special.
You'd be surprised. I wanted to call in real quick, wish all your listeners a happy Valentine's Day, especially you, Miss Lee.
Uh-huh.
I swear you're prettier than a Rhode Island red sparkling in the morning dew.
Oh,
unfortunately, old Ed here will be spending Valentine's Day alone again this year.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Ever since I lost my wife of 37 years to COVID, it's just not the same. Oh, don't worry. She didn't die. She just got tired of me being home all the time. So she still got to Barbados with my brother, Ned Septic.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, they opened a little B&B down there.
Bed and breakfast?
No, it's a biscuit and bondage shop. Yeah, apparently you got to unzip your mask just to eat. I don't know. But enough about my woes. I just wanted to call in real quick and let your listeners know I'm running a $69.99 Valentine's Day blowout spectacular.
That's very funny. Very good.
For an additional $199, I'll hook up the all-new digital Commode Commander 2000. Wow. It syncs with an app on your phone via brown tooth technology and alerts you right away whenever there's a plumbing issue.
Oh.
I'm also proud to say I was recently named January's MVP in Honey Wagon Monthly. That stands for Most Valuable Plumber.
Yep.
And I'm the only plumber in the tri-state area to win the Golden Plunger at the Turdies the last 11 years straight.
I'm sorry, what's the award called?
It's called the Golden Plunger. It's held at the Turdies every year.
The Turdies. Okay.
I see.
You've never won a Turdy, have you?
I got a turd wrench that won't flinch. Love may be lost on me, but I do have a quick love poem before I go.
Oh, nice. Once again, Ed from Ed Septic with a love poem. Go ahead, Ed.
Roses are red. Love is a word. Keep up with your septic or your house will smell like a turd.
Oh, no.
Very helpful.
This one's a little more romantic. Oh. I'll leave you on this.
Okay.
Roses are red. Daisies are white. If you're lonely, I'll snake your pipes. I'm talking to you, Miss Lee.
No.
Turtle-loo.
Antiseptic Valentine's Day special. I'm sorry, where are you going to go?
I think he called earlier. He wants someone to go to the Turdies with him next year if you'd like to go.
Oh, the award show?
Right up your alley, isn't it?
No, thanks. I can't make it. I'm sorry, where were you, Christine?
Okay.
Scientists have been able to identify which sperm are the strongest swimmers by putting them through what amounts to an obstacle course.
That seems silly.
Researchers developed a device.
This is important.
Which has four tiny channels connecting hollow barriers. They say the improved sperm sorting technologies could help IVF doctors select better sperm, which could, of course, reduce the number of cycles to have a child.
How do you get them back in your nuts?
You don't need them back in your... This is how it works. They put them in a little dish and then suck them up into a straw and then push them in your...
I think the technical term she's looking for is turkey baster.
The only problem you run into is you can't have a milkshake and do this research at the same time.
What, you mix up the cups again?
This artistically, how do I word this? If you saw the Super Bowl, the halftime presentation was an illustration of how the sperm dance around the egg, if you will. And this is going to get the best sperm there, the 100-yard dash, to get to the egg.
What do they do with the slower sperm?
I don't know.
Jeez, murder them?
They get discarded, I guess.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
Well, this would obviously...
It would encourage your sperm to be more active.
It would
then,
obviously
it?
Give way to a super race of people. This is the kind of thing always works.
Now, Josh, don't worry. I'm sure some of yours probably have at one point gotten past the end of the sock.
You know, I'm a T-shirt man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
What's the head count on a typical ejaculate?
No, many.
It's something, millions, isn't it?
Billions?
Isn't it 10 cc? That's what I always heard.
That's the amount.
The liquid,
The Australian government is being asked to create a national registry to track sperm donations amid fears of so-called accidental incest.
Oh.
And there's a growing concern.
God almighty.
I see.
I love that band.
Yeah, they're good, aren't
didn't
they?
Didn't they open for Lou Reed on the Rock and Roll Animal Tour?
I think they did.
I'm sure accidental incest. They were great.
Okay. There's a growing concern about prolific donors spreading around too much of their seed, which some worry could lead to accidental incest.
I like the name prolific donors, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The normal volume varies from 20 to 150 million sperm per milliliter.
That is a lot.
Maybe. And it's a 1.5 to 5.0 milliliter per
ejaculate. But if you have less than 2 million, you're sterile. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I just read this yesterday.
Don't they say if you want to increase your sperm count just to microwave your testicles for a little bit?
You put a magnet over the door part.
Is that why I surprised you yesterday at your house, you were up on the counter?
That's right.
I was trying
to get the boys activated. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so I'm sorry. So in Australia, there are
Too
many sperm donors. They don't have one standard place where they keep track of who's who.
Apparently not. That's why they're starting a national registry.
Don't they limit the amount of seed that one man can donate?
Have you not seen the documentary? There's a documentary right now about this very topic.
You call that a load?
Yeah.
This is a load.
Oh, that's the Australian version of he walks in with looks like a quart of milk. You call that a load?
It can be traumatic for donor-conceived people to find out that they have dozens and dozens and dozens of siblings they didn't know about.
Oh, boy.
Have siblings.
If you're in Australia, you want to make sure that if you're dating a woman who was, you know, created by a sperm donor, and you were also, you've got to, I guess, check the registry.
Yeah, you might want to check.
Related. Mm-hmm. So that's the first question you ask. So, was your dad a turkey baster?
Don't they have something over the counter that you can just go and, you know, like a pH strip and pee on it and see if your brother and sister? Can't you do that? It's 2023. Come on.
DNA and me or whatever.
DNA and me.
Yeah. Hammer Time.
I love that movie. It's a great movie.
So that's the name of a mouthwash.
What's the name of that documentary?
Very salty.
Where the doctor was
Our Father.
Our Father.
Yeah, that's take a look at that.
That's a frightening you watch that documentary, yeah. Tom, you'd flip out.
Yes, you would.
Is that the one where the doctor allegedly impregnated all of his patients?
Allegedly.
And did he do it the old-fashioned way?
Yeah.
No. He did some of turkey them. Baster.
You know, a lot of those women had the nerve to complain, the ungrateful broads.
Thank you.
Gave you a baby, didn't he?
Hey, we have another great story.
I have a controversial take.
And now, Josh Arnold angers America.
You got a kid, didn't you?
Thank you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.